Hey guys, welcome to the Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha Backchat podcast. We are the breakfast show in Brisbane on Hit 105 and we get a lot of guests onto our show. Sometimes we have to pre-record them for different reasons. They're overseas and the time difference and they get edited down. So there's some bits that you don't actually get to hear on the air. In this podcast, you'll hear complete unedited chats, stuff that legally probably can't go on the radio. Plus, there'll be some interviews that did go live to air. You'll also get to hear the moments leading up to it. So the stuff we talk about when no one is actually listening, we've put into this special podcast just for you. Please enjoy. Now, I've spoken to a lot of people, and this is the only one that my wife has truly, really cared about, because Lorna Jane has a new book, Love You, and it is available now, and she is in the studio. Lorna Jane, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you know that I've always been a huge fan of you, and I love you, but even more so because you brought us treats.
Yeah.
What am I drinking?
Well, it's a Vitality Tonic, which is one of the tonics in the book, and it's supposed to replace your morning coffee, and you guys really do need to get up early. I feel
sorry. What did you say? Replace my morning coffee?
Oh, he's a coffee fiend. He loves it.
I don't know what is in this that can replace my espresso?
Well,
morphine.
The secret ingredient is chia seeds, and the ancient Aztecs used to say that a spoonful of chia seeds would keep them going for 24 hours. So let's test the theory.
I have to apologise to you. This is going to be a huge thing because when I was on maternity leave, I became like a little bit too obsessed with everything you were doing. Some would call it stalking.
Super fan.
A little bit super fan. Yeah. I was like, I have to eat what she's eating. And you posted up banana pancakes.
Oh, was that you?
And since then, I have been cooking them in the kitchen and everyone in the office comes and have a look because I cook it on a sandwich press and people have been really thinking like, that's not a pancake, it's an omelette. But it's your recipe, which is just...
Yeah. Eggs and banana.
Eggs and banana.
And cinnamon and nutmeg.
Oh. I've been claiming I invented
cacao
it, by the way.
Cacao nibs. Yeah. Good.
So you just mash up just a banana and an egg.
Cacao nibs?
Cacao nibs.
What's a cacao nibs?
Well, that's real chocolate.
Right.
So chocolate comes from cacao and they're quite bitter, but once you get used to them.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it came from Woolies. That's where I always get my chocolate. Do you ever, though, get stressed because you, everyone knows you for your health and being active and everything. Do you have to avoid the junk food aisle when you do go to a shopping centre?
Yeah. And you know, I live what I say, but I did have a choc top ice cream once at the movie theatre.
I knew it.
And the next time I posted what I was actually taking to the next movie, blueberries and a protein bar and stuff like that, someone commented on my social media and said, yeah, sure, I saw you last month and you were eating a choc.
People try to take you down on social media? That's unheard of.
I know. But yes,
Lorna, surely,
I do live it most of the time. And but you know, there's just some days when you have to give into cravings and life is about fun and enjoyment. Mm. And so, yeah, I didn't really enjoy it.
Well, no.
I think I gave half of it to my husband.
Mm. Blame him.
Mm. Yeah.
Your photo went viral. There was one photo that's gone of your pantry.
Because my fridge.
Your
fridge.
How organised it is.
I know. I am a bit of a control freak.
No.
You don't have a successful business if you don't, you know, you're not controlled.
Mm.
I'm one of those unusual creatives that doesn't like chaos.
Right, okay. So explain what you do. Explain what you do in your fridge.
So I think it's all about planning if you want to eat healthy. So I always have really healthy food. So on the weekend, I pre-cook meals and I put like protein and vegetables. And I'm one of those people that loves to snack. And when I'm hungry, I'm hungry and I have to eat straight away. And I eat a lot. So I just need good food in there. But yeah, it's all in sort of, you know, like containers. I mean,
it's all Tupperware, just like perfectly organized with labels.
But I did get a criticism that it should have been glass.
Of course
you did. And the watermelon wasn't covered.
Do you just get sick of that though?
Like, it's my fridge. You know what? It's my fridge. I'm going to eat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People do. They have an obsession with just like, if you're posting something like that, that you have to take them down. Like even with the PM was posted a photo of him going out holding a baby and drinking beer and everyone just went, oh my God, crazy. Oh,
and I am the worst speller and my grammar is awful. You know, when you read my book, it's how I speak. So it's not grammatically correct.
Oh, wow.
And when you go, when your publisher always wants to change it and make it correct.
Yeah.
So I have to always then go back through and make it how I speak. Lots of theirs and it's and ain'ts and stuff like that instead of it is and that is. And
I'm looking at the spinach container, green crap. Other green crap. orange crap. Okay.
Yeah. How can we, Lorna, what can we do about Maddie? Because Maddie's very cynical about eating healthily. If he can't buy it at a drive-thru, he generally doesn't want to eat it. What can we do to encourage Maddie to maybe live a healthier lifestyle?
I think he can move in with me for a week, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've been trying this for years, and then you just get...
You can come too. But I just think it's about, you know, as, you know, I brought you in a tonic today, I just feel that when people taste how delicious healthy food can be, see all those empty containers.
Yeah, delicious.
Then you can be converted. I just think it's about making it a priority.
Yeah, right.
Now, there is a day that's coming up. It's September the 24th, and it's been going on for many years now.
6 years.
6 years, yeah. Is it? Yeah. And it is Active Nation Day. Everyone can still get involved?
Yes. So Sunday the 24th is Active Nation Day. And this is a day that is a Lorna Jane initiative. And we started it 6 years ago because we wanted a day on the national calendar where people stop and think about their health and fitness and put it first. Mm. So you might be getting a little bit off track, Maddie.
She's pointing at you.
Yeah. Or there might be someone in your life that needs a reminder. So we just want everyone to move on that day. And we have a Lorna Jane app. So you download the app and you donate your move to the fund, to the movement. And we're having a big event at North Shore on Sunday, the 24th of September. Come on down. We've got the Buff Girls. We've got a great yoga class. I'm signing books. We've got an active market where you could try all the amazing healthy foods that will convert you, Maddie, for sure.
Well, maybe I'll have to get my Lorna Jane tights on and cruise on down.
What do you wear to
no
acting
thanks. Come on down.
Yeah, people are eating, Maddie. People are eating.
It's so true that every time I say that, the guys get all jealous that they don't have leggings. Have you ever thought about doing leggings?
No, men in tights. I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry, unless you're a superhero or Chris Hemsworth.
Who is also a superhero.
Exactly, in my eyes. Yeah.
What do you, how do you feel? Do you ever have women talk to you about the fact that sometimes they whack on the active wear just to go pick the kids up from school? So it looks like everyone thinks, oh, they've been working out.
Or yeah, and you know, I love it. I love it. It's always been my vision and I talk about it. I'm not trying to push my book, but I talk about it in my book because my vision was that people would put on their active wear. And that's why I came up with the word active wear, because I just think put it on and then maybe during the day you'll be more active. So yes, ideally we'll do our 30 minutes or our workout, but if we can just put it on, then we might walk the stairs. We might play with the kids. You know, just I look at activewear as freedom. Mm. So I love
it. Do you sing
I
the
think
song,
it's fantastic.
Lorna?
Pardon?
Do you sing the song?
What song? Activewear.
Activewear. Yeah.
Doing whatever in my activewear.
Yeah. Actually being active in my activewear.
Do you sing the song?
Every time. Interviewing Lorna Jane in my activewear.
Well, your book, it's called Love You. It's available now. And to take part in the Active Nation Day, it's on September 24. Go to nowmoveit.com. Lorna, thank you so much for coming in. Lovely to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you for our little treats as well.
Yes, thank you.
We've finished it.
Mm.
Cheers.
Aren't we so polite as well?
Yeah. Every interview should finish like that.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening. This is the Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha Backchat podcast. You can catch up on the whole show with our daily podcast as well. Search for us in the store. Plus, find us worldwide on the Hit 105 app in your app store too. If you're in Brisbane, don't forget we're on daily as well from 6 a.m. on 105.3 FM.